The Wash Up, K-Rock 955. Thanks to Goddings, Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer, Adrian and Amanda Williams, and the team out on the Western Highway at Rockbank. Thanks for their support in 2018 of The Wash Up. GDFL Round 10, Thompson 9963 over the Geelong West Giants 8957 in an absolute cracker at Godfrey Street. And the coach of the Tigers, the co-coach of the Tigers, Reece Howell, has been good enough to join us on K-Rock Footy. Reece, thanks very much for your time. Great to talk to you. Well done on the win yesterday. An important one. So you've now got some real separation between both Geelong West and Werribee as a result of that win.
G'day, Kingy. Thanks for having me on, mate. Yeah, look, yesterday was, you know, it was pretty important for us. We knew that, you know, Geelong West sitting on 20 points, you know, were going to come at us, and they needed that 4 points. You know, it was pretty important for them to stay in touch with that top five. But, you know, to our boys' credit, you know, we got the job done, and yeah, that gives us that little buffer and keeps us in touch with that top three as well.
What was the most pleasing aspect of yesterday for you and Squizzy in terms of, you know, as a coaching group and seeing what your players did?
Yeah, look, we've been challenged in the last 2 weeks. So Werribee last week, you know, really late we got challenged, and you know, had to dig really deep and win that game late in the quarter. As well, and it was exactly no different yesterday as well. You know, it's we'd love to go out every week and win by, you know, 10 goals every week, but you know, to the boys' credit, you know, when we were, you know, really challenged, especially late, you know, we had to you know, dig really deep and work hard to win those win yesterday and win the last week also.
Yep. Half time, you're trailing by best part of 2 goals on a low scoring day. What's the message you send to the playing group in terms of, I suppose, hanging tough going into the second half?
Yeah, look, we think we were outworked yesterday in the first half. You know, Geelong West came out really hard, and you know, as I said, they had a fair bit to play for, and you know, they were harder at the footy. They structured really well behind the footy, and you know, we started off quite flat. So, yeah, Squiz, you know, just put it on the line and said, you know, look, we've got to stop trying to play outside footy, you know, with these conditions. You know, it's got to be inside footy, so we've got to start putting our body on the line a little bit. And, yeah, there was definitely a shift after half-time. And I think, yeah, to the boys' credit, we took those orders and started playing a bit more, you know, harder style of footy.
Yep. You know, you don't want to let the opportunity slip that you've got in front of you. There's a potential to snaffle a double chance, but you've got some challenging games coming up, and as much as Belmont Lions might sit with a 2-8 record, it's never easy to go out there and get the 4 points.
Oh, absolutely. Look, these, you know, they had a really good, they didn't get the win yesterday, but only went down by a point to Werribee, and, you know, us a fortnight ago, you know, we were quite close to Werribee as well. So I think everyone's looking at this time of the year, you know, with injuries and, you know, the weather and stuff. You know, keeping a strong list is really important. And I think, you know, coming into the back end of the year, you know, there is going to be a couple of upsets with those, you know, middle to lower sides with a top couple, especially if those top few sides are, you know, that 10% off. So, yeah, look, another massive challenge playing out at Belmont. You know, we know that ground's quite small, similar to ours. But, you know, I think, you know, if we can, you know, keep bringing our best, then, you know, hopefully that takes in the right direction.
Yep. Get through all right injury-wise yesterday, Reece, or you've had a few through the season, but how was yesterday?
Yeah, we brought in 4 guys yesterday from the win against Werribee, with a couple injured and a couple unavailable. So, yeah, so look, yesterday we'll look to probably get 2 or 3 back. Looks like first gamer Ethan Solly might miss with a concussion. But, yeah, apart from that, we're in pretty good shape. And looking like Matheson will probably come back Thursday, whether or not he might need a couple of games in the reserves, but that'll be good for our list too once he gets back.
Great stuff. Reece, really appreciate your time as always. Well done on the win and putting yourself in a nice position to challenge for the 2018 GDFL Premiership. Great to talk to you.
Excellent, Kingy. Thanks for that. Go Richmond today too.